Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Joe Bates.
Welcome to Rank You Very Much, folks. I'm your host, Joe Bates. You guys know me. You guys love me. The award-winning podcast, episode 73, maybe? Episode 73? It's been a lot of episodes.
73.
And we got a great one today. Today's episode, we are doing the worst couple in a movie. Romantic comedy, probably more specifically. And as always, I have two special guest experts to help me out with this. To the left of me, folks, she is an expert in comedy, specifically, as she is the most award-winning Crossroads Festival performer, I think, of all time.
Yeah, so far.
Amity Ashleman.
Good to be here. Thanks
for having me. I'm glad I yelled that last name.
Yeah,
me too. Winning that many awards from Crossroads Festival. Why do you think you won that many awards?
I guess I know comedy. What can I say?
Well, you can do more. Okay. That's what you could say, you know?
Do you want to know what the process was? People voted.
Do you think the cost of the trophies that needed to be made for you is the reason Crossroads went under?
Probably.
Okay.
No, actually no, because those trophies would have been given to anyone, so it's not my fault that I won so many.
I thought you sent them back and had them make a bigger trophy for you.
I did.
Okay.
But besides
the point. Well, Amity, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it. And to the right of me, folks, this special guest expert told me in, I don't know, so many handwritten letters, he is an expert in romance. So we have a romantic comedy combination. And that's going to be Jasper T. Colbert.
Yes. Thank you, Joe. And I would like to point out that I'm also an award-winning comedian.
Oh, you are? What did you win?
In 2006, I won the Bygones Bar and Grill So You Think You're Funny contest.
Oh, okay. So, is that you grill funny, or is it just, like, sponsored by the grill?
It was a bar and grill that had a comedy contest. They were completely exclusive to one another.
Okay, good.
The kitchen was open during the contest. You could get, like, grilled burgers during the contest.
That's not bad.
But they weren't funny. And I also...
The burgers weren't funny. No.
I also closed the Crossroads Comedy Festival if we're going to keep track of things.
Oh, is that the reason it's not coming back?
No, that was the year before.
Oh, okay. That was the year before. Sorry.
They spent the next year's budget, though.
Yeah, he headlined the year before, and they couldn't follow it. So, so thank you, Jasper, for being on. We got expert in romance, expert in comedy, talking about romantic comedies. Worst couple in a romantic comedy behind me. As always, we have the list. Let me go through the list of what we're talking about. Harry and Sally from When Harry Met Sally. Kermit and Miss Piggy from the Muppet Movie. Noah and Allie from The Notebook. Josh Baskin and Susan Lawrence from Big. John and Claire from Wedding Crashers. Andy and Blaine from Pretty in Pink. Lainey Boggs and Zack Siler from She's All That. Nick and Darcy from What Women Want. Joe and Kathleen from You Got Mail. Troy and Lelana from Reality Bites. Hal and Rosemary from Shallow Hal, Philo and Clyde from Any Which Way But Loose, Holden and Alyssa from Chasing Amy. We had a last second change. We added in Edward and Vivian from Pretty Woman. Is it Pretty Woman or Pretty Women? You know, I've always
it's
said...
One. It's just one.
I always said Pretty Women, but I guess it's only one.
No.
You're thinking of the sequel.
I'm thinking of the sequel. You're right. Pretty Women, the sequel to Pretty Woman. It's when a whole group of prostitutes get saved by one guy.
It's like Aliens. Where they just made a plural version of it for the sequel to confuse you.
I get confused easily, so I'm glad I'm not alone in the boat.
I'm keeping it sharp. Keep us on track, Joe Bates.
As always, we start out with the veto round. And we always start with the oldest person here on the Vita round. They take one off that they don't think is the worst couple in a movie. So the oldest person here, obviously, Jasper T. Colbert.
I have not seen probably at least 80% of these movies.
That's not a good thing. You said you're an expert.
I'm an expert in on romance. So if you can explain to me their relationship, then I will judge it.
Okay, well... You want me to know each one of them?
See, I'm getting real confused here because I would never want to take Philo Beto and Clyde off of this list, but this is worst couple.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, if this were a different argument, then I'd be saying there's nothing that can come between the love of a man and his monkey. although I would say that since we have it as Any Which Way But Loose and their relationship was far more established in the sequel Any Which Way You Can...
I thought it was Any Which Way You Lease.
Nope. They didn't do plural. Obviously, Chase and Amy, I have seen this one, and that's a solid couple, too, because what every lesbo needs is just some dick to set her right. And, Kermit and Miss Piggy. We're talking Muppet movie.
Yeah.
So, like, this is just, like, the embryonic stage of the story of their relationship.
Yeah,
and
I guess
so,
that's true.
I mean,
you know where it's
like,
going.
If we're talking Manhattan, then I'm saying that's a solid couple. They shouldn't even be on a worst couple's list.
I'm going to say Manhattan, yeah.
This is all still clumsy, like, above the jeans stuff going on with Piggy and Kermit in the Muppet movie. Harry and Sally, again, people saying they're a worse couple, but, I mean, if it proved anything, it is the science that men and women cannot be in the same room before without fucking...
He's just going through the whole list! Yeah.
Thanks, Jasper.
Pretty Woman, again, that's a solid... A dude and his whore. So I'm just going to knock one out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say get rid of Pretty in Pink because I'm here being taped and I don't want to talk about kids underage fucking.
Okay, nice. Just take that out of the right away.
Lesson learned a long time ago.
I'm assuming I don't need any further details on that one. But yeah, I'm glad you learned your lesson. We're taking on Pretty in Pink, Andy and Blaine. Amity, how do you feel about that one?
I feel pretty good about that. Because I don't know that movie very well. Don't have a lot to say about it. But I do know that they shot an ending where she got together with
Ducky.
Yeah.
Quack, quack, quack.
Test audience didn't like it.
Hated it. No one wants to see Ducky succeed.
No. Everything I know about Pretty in Pink, I know from Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that movie.
Just the Ducky character. so the Pretty in Pink is just this... It's really about how weird Ducky is than it is about anybody else, it feels
and
like.
And he doesn't even get the girl.
Yeah. What a loser. Are you more of a Blaine or a Ducky, Jasper?
I've never seen that movie.
Are you more of the jock that gets the girl or the loser nerd that gets nobody?
I would say, if we're living in the world of John Hughes films, then I'm definitely a bender because I'm a tough guy with cigarette burns all over me.
And can we see a cigarette burn?
Well, that scar's healed up. I got a crazy healing system.
You're like Wolverine.
Sure.
Okay, Amity, you're up next. What are you going to take out? We've got someone who can ridiculously heal to the right of me.
Right, I can't do that. Also, have you ever noticed the way you say Vito? You say it like it's a man's name, like Vito, like Uncle Vito.
It's the veto.
Are you saying you're vetoing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're vetoing like the fat guy on The Sopranos?
Yeah. So you're saying I'm pronouncing it with an I instead of an E?
No, with a D instead of a T.
Veto.
Yeah. That's all.
Sounds like a libido.
I was like looking at your face so close when you did that. You ever stare at Jasper in the face as he whispers libido to your ear?
No.
Because I just... Do you want to?
No. A little bit I do. They're all terrible, Joe. How do you...
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. It's a list of the top 14 worst ones of all time.
This is a brain fuck, dude. It's
like, you haven't even seen the movie, but it's a brain fuck.
And we got to rank the worst, so we got to get rid of them if they're good.
I'm afraid that I'm going to eliminate the worst one right off the bat.
Well, I feel like you already know the concept. I don't think you want to do it.
I do, but then I got nervous.
The only person that's ever done this is Patrick Murray, so...
Okay. Then I'm going to support Jasper and get rid of Any Which Way But Loose, because the love of a man and his monkey, that's not
Was bad. There any conflict in their relationship in the movie?
When Dio banged by after he died.
Yeah, that seems like a healthy relationship, so I'm getting that off of the list.
All right, we're taking off the monkey. Clint Eastwood. You gotta be happy with that one, Jasper.
Hate to see it go,
but love to see it leave.
I wrote that.
Oh.
I'll tell you, one award-winning podcast at Crossroads Festival.
Oh yeah, we never talked about your accolades.
It's fine.
Right.
I
deserve them.
I'm up next. I gotta determine which one I want to take off here.
How can you tell if people are commenting?
You can see.
You gotta stand up and squint. I've seen the show.
What I don't think is that bad a relationship. I actually don't think Harry and Sally are an unhealthy relationship. They're just friends who missed timing multiple times and then eventually got to be a relationship. I think the idea of the movie that men and women can't be friends is what people have a trouble with. But the actual couple itself, Harry and Sally, they seem healthy.
That's fair.
Even though they've gotten broken up with multiple engagements and they they couldn't be healthy with anybody else.
I don't know the movie that well.
They're not as good of a couple as Princess Leia and the other dude, though. They're
Luke?
Friends. Yeah. No.
You said it.
No.
Yeah, it's too late.
No.
You said it. Yeah.
No. I was burping.
Harry and Sally are taking off. They're just friends that finally got together. I'm sorry.
Let's point out that this is probably the longest that anyone's talked about this movie and not said, "I'll have what she's having."
Well,
you can't
the
bring
record
that...
was about to be broken.
No, it was broken. It was broken.
No, it was about to be... Crossroads takes care of it. We're going to get an award by Crossroads for having the longest record. Just the longest record. I'll tell you, he's got a long record. Jasper T. Colbert, am I right?
Got it.
Speaking of records, we're going to keep doing vetoes. The Italian mobster round. It is up to us to start. The second round always starts with the youngest person here, Mr. Jasper T. Colbert.
Oh, man.
It is up to you to decide... Which one do you don't think is the worst couple in a movie?
There's nothing wrong with two consenting adults agreeing for one to pay for the other to wear pretty clothes.
So you're saying Julia Roberts and Richard Gere and Pretty Woman, we're taking the Edward and Davina, we're taking that off.
It's a classic love story, Joe.
It's a classic. So why don't you go tell the short version of this classic love story?
Richard Gere's like, I got all this money and I don't know what to do with it. I already run out of gerbils. And he's like, well, I guess nobody else wants to go to whatever this thing. I need someone to go with me for some reason, so I'll just pay this prostitute. She's pretty.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, look at her in these real people clothes. All of a sudden, she's a human being to me. And then, oh man, I was just going to pay you to be my side piece, but look at this. I've looked into your eyes, and I've seen your soul, and it is beautiful.
So...
Classic.
To you... Not unhealthy at all, just pure...
No. Woman down her luck gets paid by a rich guy to wear a dress, and then she falls in love. Who could help themselves?
Has there ever been a lighter version of prostitution ever shown?
Oh.
Best
Little Whorehouse in Texas. It's a musical.
Oh, yeah. That looks pretty fervent. There's slime in the ice machine! Marvin Zindler, that's a Houston newscaster. So I knew Marvin Zindler when I was growing up. He was still doing like...
Really?
Yeah.
If we're keeping track, the best little whorehouse in Texas is a place in Waco called A Little Bit Crazy. Although they should call it A Lot of Bit Crazy.
Because it's It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
Well, Jasper, next time we travel together and go down to Waco, I want you to take me there.
I'm not bringing features.
Edward and Vivian, take her off the list. Man, I really wanted to get an in on bold opinion. Why does the exchange of money make it less romantic? This is from Charles Isimistopoulos.
Everybody gotta eat. Right, Charles? Me and you, same page. Every subject.
Well, Amity, as the female here, how would you like to say, why does taking money make it less romantic?
I think it's because she was so down and out. She didn't seem to enjoy doing what she was doing.
No.
One of her friends died in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So,
heroin.
Probably.
I didn't really watch it.
I don't remember.
I only watched the sex parts.
Pretty Woman. You watched it for the dirty parts.
I'm assuming there's some montage of her at the clothing store where she gets to put on a bunch of fabulous costumes.
Yeah.
So,
well, costumes.
Oh, so sorry for you. Why don't you eat this half a donut out of a dumpster instead?
Her lack of options is what takes the romance out of it. Back to
There wasn't other rich guys. There wasn't a lot of rich suitors.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy really taking a chance. Anyways, wait, you're not supposed to say that?
No, I was just thinking, like, why couldn't he ask, like, some other woman he knows to, like...
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know any women who would pretend to be his date or whatever.
So he doesn't even pay her for sex. He just pays her to just... for the girlfriend experience.
Oh, I don't know.
Have any of us seen this whole movie?
Well, I'll tell you what, you have. You're taking it off the list.
Yeah.
We're moving on to Vita Round. Amity, you're up next. Which one do you think is not the worst couple in the movie?
John and Claire, Wedding Crashers.
Why?
Because I don't know their storyline.
So, John and Vince Vaughn's character, Other Guy... John and Other Guy, they crash weddings.
No, I know the movie. I just don't remember, like, those two.
That's the main story. So he's the reason they go to the island, because he falls in love with her and wants to see if this has any chance.
Wait, is John Vince Vaughn, or is he...
No, John...
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Claire is Christopher Walken's daughter.
Okay.
And she's engaged to... She gets engaged to
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
and don't they put... like, stuff in his wine so he gets diarrhea.
Yeah. Well, we leave the album!
So, in this romantic comedy, which one is the underdog schmuck, and then she is, I'm assuming, dating some rich guy who's really mean, but she already agreed to marry him.
Owen Wilson is the underdog schmuck, and he's an underdog schmuck because he crashes wedding and lies about who he is and beds women on one-night stands constantly.
Yeah.
But does the beginning of the movie, is it him how he lost his job and then his girlfriend broke up with him? Like,
no.
We're talking romantic comedies, the classic Strikes,
Happy
Gilmore.
No, he's got a good job,
he's
getting late constantly.
No.
Yeah, there's a montage to Shout. Remember that scene?
Y'all seen Drill Bit Taylor?
I missed that one.
I saw a preview, it's hilarious.
I think this is such
what's one with Terry Bradshaw's his dad?
Failure to Launch. That didn't make the list.
Prehysteria.
Perfect.
That's where dinosaurs spend the life in a little miniature.
All right, better watch off the list.
So you're saying this is not a bad couple. This is a guy who, a girl was engaged and he kept going for her to get her. They're not going to have a healthy relationship at all. He's not going to trust anybody.
Well, they're all bad couples, Joe.
Okay.
I'm just nervous that you guys are going to pick my favorite ones.
You're taking our favorite ones. I see how it is. All right. Wedding Crashers is off the list. I tried to convince you otherwise.
You didn't say anything about the relationship.
The relationship was based on lies.
Okay. Yeah, terrible. They're all terrible.
And that's exactly...
If you want me to get into the others and why I didn't beat the others, I could go to...
Well, it's fine. If you're not going to change your mind, I'm going to change your mind. You said you didn't remember who John and Claire were. I was just trying to explain it to you. God damn it.
And I stand by that decision.
All right, I'm up next. Ah, jeez, that one's real bad. Okay, here's the deal. These are not good.
Take number 11, Harold Ramis, off the list. That's only one person.
I'm going to take... I hate this one so much, but I'm taking Joe and Kathleen from You've Got Mail off the list. They started email pen pals. He runs a business that's buying her business out.
Do they buy her out or do they put her out of business?
They put her out of business. Yeah. They're buying her space too.
That's terrible. You think that's not bad, Joe?
It's not bad because they didn't really know they were doing it to each other.
Just business, Amity.
Just business. It's about capitalism.
I knew. Yeah.
It's sleepless in Seattle with the internet.
Yeah, it's sleepless in Seattle with a Wi-Fi connection. Actually,
that's probably not Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's all dial-up. It's
dial-up.
Joe, where's your Facebook feed?
Yeah. I'm setting up just a second.
Audience, are you there?
It's here.
Testing. Testing.
Check. Check. Check
it?
One.
Testing.
Check
two.
One, two.
Test.
Stand by.
Test.
Stand by.
Test it.
Joe, it says we're live.
Test it. Are we live right now? Someone's calling you.
Check. Check.
Check.
Check. Check.
Check.
Are you getting a phone call?
It says we're live here. It works. Alright, well, this works, so...
Fuck it. Fuck it. That's a little late, too, there, look at us!
Never in doubt.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for your patience.
Man, we were cursing the gods of the dial-up internet, and then we just went
Yeah, that's what it was. The government's always listening in. It's the government, Jasper.
Donald Trump, suck it. Can you imagine how humongous my dick would look in this tiny little baby hand? He'd try to eat it with a knife and fork.
What? Only if it's well done. So, Joe and Kathleen, it's not a good... It's not a great start, but...
Or ending, like, well, you got rid of my livelihood, but I still love you.
She didn't know she loved him. She loved the anonymous man through the emails.
Yeah, and then she found out it was Tom Hanks, who's just lovable.
Right, if it wasn't Tom Hanks,
yep.
Then it would be a different story.
She could just marry him, and then she'd be entitled to half of his new business.
Exactly.
Oh.
In the end, doesn't he give her, like, her business within his business or something like that?
No, at the end, she's dating John Cougar Mellencamp.
In the sequel, You've Got Males.
You've Got Males. John Cougar Mellencamp. All right, we're taking that off. Since we started with 14, guys, we're doing...
What are we talking?
What'd they say?
Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn?
Dawn.
What'd she say? Is she typing?
No, I don't know. It's Charles S. Mistopoulos and Dawn. They all lose to Amazon in the end. Yeah.
Yep.
Good commentary.
We're continuing to veto around one more time. We start with 14. We start with the most middle-aged person here, Jasper T. Colbert. You are right in the median age.
Get real Harold Ramis. I've never seen Safe Haven.
That's Shallow Hal. That's Hal and Rosemary from Shallow Hal.
Okay, I've seen that one. That's where Gwyneth Paltrow's fat, right?
Yeah.
I love when actresses take risks like that.
That was a brave choice.
Get all gross and fat for a movie.
For Jack Black, right?
Yeah. Well, he's shallow, you know. Jason Alexander had a tail.
What is...
Oh, gross.
Get rid of current Miss Piggy. They're perfect.
Why are they perfect? She's, like, violent.
Yeah, he doesn't even like her.
He loves her.
No, he absolutely does.
Kermit needs a woman in his life to keep him on track. If she wasn't around, Kermit would be running around with fucking Gonzo doing God knows what.
No,
he gets with Miss Piggy. He's making movies. He's got his own TV show.
And then she moves off to Paris, as we find out later.
And I saw that TV show they tried to make where he was fucking some other pig woman who was Miss Piggy, I'll tell you that.
The brunette.
Yeah, but she was nice.
Brown hair.
She's probably better.
Brown hair. Yeah. Take them off.
Take them off. You can't convince you. She's a perfect. He seems trapped, like Stockholm Syndrome, even.
Yeah.
You've been in a Stockholm Syndrome relationship, Jasper?
I've never been to Sweden. Joe, do you know what? How's it go? What's green and smells like pork?
I think I might get this one. Is it laryngitis?
No, it's Kermit's dick.
No, goddammit!
That's why I can't take you to fish for me. You gotta be quick, man. When someone in the crowd starts chucking beer bottles and shit, you gotta be ready to be like wrangling that shit in and bring it in.
With the Kermit jokes?
I'd be like, hey, guess what? Kermit's dick is smells like pork.
Unwillingly.
How many places do you go they chuck beer bottles at you?
Joe.
All of them.
Everyone has beer bottles.
They gotta be chucked.
And look, I finished my beer. You got a trash can around here?
No.
Nope. Here we go. Boom.
If it was a different house. we're taking off Kermit and his piggy off the list. Just please.
They're ideal.
How
many skinny
They're
little...
They're not ideal.
How skinny little timid man have you seen walking around with some big woman's leading them by their neck everywhere in the grocery store?
And that's ideal?
Perfect. For them, that is their love, Amity.
Is that what you want?
No. I can't be like, I'm a wild American stallion, Joe Bates.
Who's never been to Sweden.
You can see how long you can ride it, but no one ever lasts.
Amity,
yep.
Based off the stallion's choice, it is your turn to veto.
There you go. I'm going to go with, they're all terrible.
Well, take your time, I guess.
Thank you. Silence is the best thing
for podcasts.
All right. can you fill some time while I think Jeffer? let's say I just don't know. Okay, I'm gonna say one. Shallow Hal and Rosemary.
Why?
Because they're all terrible now.
That's fine. They're all terrible.
I have stronger arguments for the other one.
But explain your reasoning on why it's not as strong for Hal and Rosemary.
Because didn't that movie have like a good moral? Like,
yeah.
She wasn't like, don't judge a fat person by its cover. Exactly. Yeah. And for Gwyneth Paltrow's brave choice.
It was very brave. And Jack Black's brave choice to kiss Gwyneth Paltrow when she's in the suit, too.
Yeah, George Costanza had a tail, too, and that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it's not the worst because of George Costanza's tail.
But
why Jack Black? Like, why does he have to be the, like, desirable one?
He was very big at the time, man, buddy.
He had lost some weight.
This was pre-Pick of Destiny when he flushed his career down.
You're not a fan of, Tenacious D or just the movie?
No, I'm not a fan. Guess what? Oh, you met Sasquatch? I saw it the first time on Tenacious D's TV show.
HBO, which not a lot of people saw, though.
Nope, that's their own fault. Maybe they should make a premium table. Start making money.
All right, Hal and Rosemary.
Harold Ramis off the list.
Harold Ramis.
Farewell,
Harold
Ramis.
Yeah, went too soon.
Egon too soon.
Do you remember when Bill Murray slipped his name in the Oscars, the In Memoriam? Because they forgot one. We missed you, Harold. It was so heartwarming and sweet. I think it was the Oscars.
Wow, they didn't put Harold Ramis in the Memoriam?
Maybe it was the Emmys. It was or the Grammys. It was something.
The Grammys, yep.
That would make more sense
yeah,
if he was
for like Harold Ramis. Yeah. I'm glad he's dead. Anyways.
No, you're not. You just said that for a reaction, Joe.
No one ever responded that way. To that response. Everyone has either just laughed or been felt uncomfortable. You just coolly, calmly.
I see your heart.
Oh,
you got more beers?
Yeah, I have some more beers. You want to get some? Well, I'm going to go. It's my turn to veto. Off the list. It's in the fridge. No, that's my bedroom, Jasper.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to continue on when I veto something. Fuck.
Oh, silence is great for podcasts, Joe. Take your time.
why do you keep keep them entertained.
All right. Who's watching? I can't read the comments.
No one's
watching
right now.
There's a camera blocking my...
There is an issue. No one's really watching right now.
All right. Well, America, this one's for you.
I'm up next. Fuck. I'm going to take Holden and Alyssa off the list from Chasing Amy. And my reasoning is they don't end up being a couple.
Oh, that's fair.
What? They break up.
Spoiler!
but it is the most craziest thing ever. It's the craziest thing I ever see with Holden. Is like, we'll have a three-way. That way everyone's happy. Like, no one has suggested that whatsoever within the movie. And he just comes to the idea that a three-way is the answer.
It's always the answer, too. Stay tuned. Thank you very much, After Dark.
Oh, boy. but, yeah, I'm taking out Holden and Alyssa because, although, again, I have to say, it is not a healthy relationship by any means. And it actually does seem like Alyssa's totally fine with everything until Holden loses his goddamn mind.
I don't remember it that well.
Oh, well, I mean, glad you got these experts.
An expert in comedy, not in your list of movies.
Jason Amy needs to get with the times. Sexuality is non-binary.
Wait, do you really believe that, Jasper?
It's all the same in the dark, Joe Bates.
Okay. Well, that sounds like not as progressive as the first thing you said, but...
It ain't gay for eating Chick-fil-A.
Okay, we're down to our final five, folks. Noah and Allie from The Notebook.
Terrible.
Josh Baskin and Susan Lawrence from Big.
Awful.
Lainey Boggs and Zach Tyler from She's All Bad.
So close to being Boggs and Skaggs, the Nasty Boys.
Nick and Darry?
Darcy.
Nick and Darcy from What Women Want. And Troy and Elena from Reality Bites. Before we continue, I want to ask, if you guys are watching, comment if you have a couple you think should be on it. But while we're waiting for that, I want to ask you guys what your criteria is in determining the worst couple in a romantic comedy. So I almost died. Jasper, what are you trying to decide what makes a relationship so bad? What defines a bad relationship for you?
No fucking.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll see. no fucking.
Is that two or still one?
That's just the one.
Okay.
Probably one of them trying to hold the other one down while they have a free spirit that just needs to soar.
Okay.
Unless it's Kermit, Miss Piggy. Kermit does not want to soar.
Literally, Kermit and Spiggy are checked both boxes so far.
Yes. Well, but there's also the intangible factor, Joe Bates.
Yeah, there's
the. When two souls are meant to be, like me and my beloved Anna Nicole Smith.
Okay, I'm glad you know she's dead.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worried.
Oh, I know. But her memory lives on and on and on, Joe Bates. Mm. That's pretty much it. Trying to tame a spirit that needs to soar and not fucking.
All right, Amity, what about you? What is your criteria in determining?
How they treat each other, how the relationship comes to be.
Toxicity.
How it blooms. Toxicity. Sure, toxicity.
Whether one is being paid by the other one to be in the relationship.
Apparently not, because that's off the list. How much I know about the movie that they're in.
Okay. Those are three strong things.
My favorite criteria is also having seen the movie.
Is there one that you think we may have missed that we should add to the list of worst couple in a romantic comedy? Is there one from, like, Love Actually? Is there one from...
Oh, yeah.
If we're scrubbing things from the record, can we just... I know it's not a couple, but that scene from Another Stakeout where Rosie O'Donnell's wearing Dominatrix clothes? Can we start that from the record?
That's gone. We've done Thank that. You. Thank you very much. I just vetoed that out of memory.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think. There's a. I had a romantic comedy that. Oh, what's the movie where Seth Green has sex in the bathroom with that one girl?
Oh,
The one where the guy gives a letter for the Jennifer Love Hewitt.
With Special K. I watched the movie all the time in college.
Yeah, I watched that movie all the time in middle
school.
Can't hardly wait.
I only have seen it because Janet Elfman is in it for 2 minutes.
Dressed as an angel.
In her prime. Pure Dharma and Greg era. Probably 2 years before she sang a duet with Bob Dylan on that show for some reason. Yeah. His first television appearance in 20 years.
Dharma and Greg.
Good choice, Bob Dylan.
Forgot about Dharma and Greg. And then on top of that.
Can that be worst couple? Dharma and Greg. Terrible.
Well, a lot of people did want to mention TV one.
Joe was very strict about it.
My mom said Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And I just felt real uncomfortable with that comment from my mom.
Boo, Will and Grace.
Jan and Michael from The Office were also mentioned. I think that's a whole other podcast. Is worst couple on a TV show because that's got season long.
Because
I don't think Jim and Pam were that great, to be honest.
They weren't. I rewatched
Pam is kind of a jerk.
Yeah, and so was Jim.
Fuck Diane on Friends. Go back to Frasier, you uppity bitch. Kirstie Alley's in town.
Jasper got Friends and Cheers mixed up.
I know the difference. One of them is a classic American sitcom. The other one is Pretty Seinfeld.
I don't think Cheers is Pretty Seinfeld.
No, but it was shot on film.
No, Joe Bates.
No. All right, well, we got nothing to add. We'll put Jenna Elfman.
Yeah. Jenna Elfman's titties, that's a couple I can get down with.
Elfman and Joe. Can't hardly wait. Yeah, I
heard you. Jennifer Elfman's titties.
Yeah, I heard you. Hardly. Wait. I just want you to know I'm doing this offhand and backwards.
Also, Jennifer Love Hewitt's hot right now, too.
That's great.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. I did have a huge crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Were you a big Party of Five fan, Joe Bates?
No, only movies.
Neve Campbell has reached her climax as starring as The Rock's wife in Skyscraper.
Ooh.
The climax of her career. The Rock's wife. I hope he's named The Rock in that movie.
The Rock jumps into a skyscraper. Coming summer... 2021, Skyscrapers.
2022, Skyscraperists.
He took it too far.
Sorry, I always thought Rule of Three.
Nope.
Rule of getting beers chucked at you in Waco, Texas.
You gotta be quick on your feet. And that's not just in your witticisms, that's also actually being quick on your feet.
Alright, we're gonna continue. Actually, Mary House just joined. Is there a romantic couple you hate in movies, Mary, that you want us to talk about? Please let us know. While we're doing that, we're gonna go down this list one at a time to determine if it should be in the top three or not. Starting with Noah and Allie in The Notebook. Is this a top three worst couple of all time?
It's up there.
It's real bad.
Do you want me to say why?
Yes. Please explain the story of Noah.
Is Ryan Gosling in that?
Yeah.
But like, he's Noah. 10 years before he was Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
After he was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Ooh.
Was it before Mickey Mouse Club?
Back in the Nick Funicello.
What is the story of Noah and Allie?
So what stands out to me most about Noah and Allie is her meet cute. He threatens to kill himself if she doesn't go on a date with him. He hangs off of a Ferris wheel. And he's like, I'm going to jump unless you go on a date with me. And she's screaming. And, of course, she doesn't want to see a man die. So she's like, fine, I'll go on a date with you. Like, come on.
If you don't got Richard Gere money, your options are
So the meet cute is suicide.
Yeah. Not a fan of that. He forces her to agree to a date.
How serious was he about killing himself, Will?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter how serious you are, Joe. It's how serious it appears you are.
Okay. And then from there, how's it go?
Oh, I don't know.
Just a wild summer?
Probably, and then he moves away and writes her letters, and then the mom doesn't give her letters because he's poor and she wants her daughter to marry somebody rich. And then,
well, this is a reverse Pretty Woman.
I guess.
Isn't he in a coma?
Like, I thought The Notebook was a coma movie.
No, no, Sleepless in Seattle.
No, that's Sleepfold.
Sleepfold Seattle.
Oh, yeah, and so at the end, he goes and visits her in the nursing home and, like, reads her stories every day, and she doesn't even remember him.
Yeah, she had Alzheimer's,
and then,
not a coma.
And then they die together.
Well, that's good.
Gross.
But they had a relationship. They lived together for a while, right?
Yeah, they got married, I think.
Yeah, she didn't get married to the bad guy.
Right. But she got engaged to him.
Yeah. I hate this. I hate this breaking up engagement thing, you know?
You think the woman should have to go through with her?
Yeah.
You made a promise.
I think the woman shouldn't have to break up an engagement because it's another man.
I guess, but like...
But then the Adam Sandler, Bill Murray guy's never going to get the girl if she doesn't break up an engagement with the rich dickhead.
Yeah, with the handsome jerk.
Well, I was confused in The Notebook. What's the movie where they're in a subway and one of them's in a coma and the other one pretends to be their spouse?
While You're Sleeping?
Probably. I was thinking of the Brendan Fraser movie where he comes back from the past.
Blast from the past.
Blast from the past. That was what I was thinking
Encino
of.
Encino Man.
Yeah, oh. College Short and
he does this
Grant.
Twice in different generations, travels through time, Brendan Fraser. And then
Encino
he
Man.
Fights time in The Mummy.
You know why I like Encino Man? Because it stars one of the DeLuise boys. He's
Dom.
The
Sheesh!
Dom DeLuise's children are geniuses.
Peter DeLuise.
He overcame stuttering for her. That's ultimate romance.
Who stuttered?
Ryan Gosling?
Oh, he stuttered in that movie?
Oh.
Mary, did he stutter in The Notebook? Let us know.
We'll wait. Nope.
Did I do it right?
Y'all remember Stetter and John and Howard Stern?
Are we still live?
Yeah, Mary Hauser said Ryan Gosling has a stuttering thing.
But look back there, it has a plaything on it. It's not moving. I do like that pose. It's on my still from the show.
It's still live, so we'll just... This is what... That doesn't matter anymore. We're not really.
This is
read comments.
State of the art setup you got going on.
This
here.
I don't know what's happened. This episode and last week they've been kind of. It's not been the same thing as it usually is. So I don't know what's going on.
Why isn't your cell phone propped up on that empty tub working properly?
I thought you would respect this.
It's American ingenuity at its finest, Joe Bates, and I do salute you.
You know you're a redneck when your Facebook Live video is filmed on an empty tub on a keyboard chair.
I just find somebody who works hard and has lots of money they don't want to spend it on and get them to spend that money on equipment for me.
I got mine with Matthews that
does all my internet. And
then it could be a woman and you fall in love with that woman.
Yeah.
Well, maybe for a minute.
You're still alive. Entertain me. Thanks, Mary House. I appreciate it. We're going to keep going on then. So we're saying that is a top three worst couple? Noah and Allie from The Notebook?
I think so. I'm going to say all of them are.
Yeah, I think we're going to keep that. We'll put on the bubble. We'll keep looking at the rest. Next up, Josh Baskins and Susan Lawrence in Big.
That's awful. He's a child.
She found the perfect loophole in the pedophilia laws. You can fuck a kid as long as that kid has been mysteriously transported to the body of an adult. It's all the fun of their clumsiness with... But still having the human adult body.
Oh my god.
I guess it depends on why you're attracted to children.
Right, absolutely.
If it's just for their clumsiness and naivety, then it's fine. But if it's because you want their tiny child body, then that is disgusting.
Oh my god.
And we do not stand behind that on Ranky very much.
No, we don't. Somehow it sounds horrible even though you're not thinking of pedophilia fans.
Look. If I had a weird gypsy machine tell me that I could transport bodies with somebody, I'm not going to switch party with my dad. I'd tell you, well, actually, is it only switching bodies where I can make you go back in time?
I think you can go back in time, too.
It's... They didn't explore this.
No. They made the one wish.
He said, I wanted to be big. Mm-hmm. See, I'm confusing this with the one where they're peeing in the fountain and they get switched bodies.
Freaky Friday.
No. No. The other one.
No, this is one of my favorite genres is, like, body swapping. But I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah. Vice versa.
I mean, that's the peeing one, ain't it?
No, they're holding a
no.
thing.
Oh, no. 18 against the peeing one.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Burns?
No. No. What's the one with Zac Efron and Matthew Perry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, classic. That is 18 against. 17 again is the one with George Burns, but they made it 18 again because they didn't want to show it underage children.
Mm-hmm. Well, about 13 going on 30. Now, that's something I can get down with.
There is a lot of weirdness where they show... It is like kind of like really challenging the world of... But is this okay?
Well, if tell me, if you were a 9-year-old boy and all of a sudden you were a 30-year-old man, the first thing you're going to do is go get your dick wet, Joe Bates. Classic example, the movie Jack and Hot Ass Nanny. Fran Drescher, man, her butt looked great in them high-waisted jeans. I remember you and Jack, Fran Drescher. I salute you.
So we
put Jack on the list.
The movie Jack. I forgot about that movie.
The romantic comedy Jack.
It's the funniest. It's the funniest interpretation of progeria that I've ever seen.
I like Benjamin Button myself.
No, that's different. He ages backwards. Don't get me started on Benjamin's butthole, Joe Banks. It is a ripoff. While we're on the subject of Robin Williams, it's a ripoff of his baby on Mork and Mindy, who aged backwards. Good try, Benjamin's butthole. I say it before. Jonathan Winters was born in an egg.
Okay.
But Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. Mork and Mindy and Jack are now...
Best couple.
Do you... So, Big, do you think that the top three worst couple in a movie?
I told her I'm going to say yes to all of them.
You're saying you're not really, don't think it's a bad couple.
It's legal, Joe Bates.
Actually, we have no idea. It may be an Air Bud situation with
her. It's a total Air Bud situation. Yeah. There's no law saying you can't have sex with a child if that child is the body of an adult. Let me tell you what. No, I'm not. Can I tell you what I was going to say? This is off the record. Off the record, any child that you have sex with, I'd be an adult inside their body.
Oh, good lord.
But I didn't say it.
That's a reverse of the situation.
It's all still Big Joe Bates.
Okay, why'd you hit me so hard? I bruised like a grape.
Roll the tape.
Okay, we edited that part out. So you don't think it's... I don't know. Like, I think Noah and Allie are worse than this, because they don't have sex in that movie.
Oh, that's true.
They take it off.
He touches...
that is worse. I mean, keep it
on. He puts his hand on her, like, breast for a second.
But it comes, like, forced.
And then he, like, puts it back on her or something? Isn't that what happens in the weird little sex moment of the movie?
I do not remember.
She shows him her breast, and he goes...
You're thinking of Forrest Gump.
Oh, is that Forrest Gump? Yeah, I'm thinking of Forrest Gump.
See... Is it wrong if he has a child's brain inside an adult's body?
That's the same situation.
I would say, according to the statutes,
set forth by the state of Indiana,
yes, that is illegal.
You know, I'd also say Adam Sandler is also doing Big in every one of his movies, too, in Forrest Gump. Okay, well, I'm going to take it off, because I don't think it's the top three worst.
All right.
Because they don't have sex. If they had sex, also, they don't end up being a couple.
Yeah, he sees her walking away, or she sees him walking away as his body transforms, and then his suit's too big. Remember that last scene on the street?
Does she just start taking a shower like Ace Ventura?
Yes,
like,
I hope so.
I was trying to fuck that kid.
The crying game plays.
You can see him in the sequel, Biggs.
Starring Jason Biggs.
Jason Biggs and the pie. It's not all this because that is also a perfect relationship.
Next up, Nick and Darcy from What Women Want.
Wait, you skipped.
Lanny Boggs
and Skaggs.
Boggs and Skaggs.
Isn't that Jason Biggs?
No, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah. Jason Biggs wishes he could be Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, he does.
We all wish we could be Freddie Prinze Jr.
He wrote for WWE, did you know that?
No. Freddie Prinze Jr. wrote for WWE?
Yeah, he wrote for the WWE for a couple of years.
Man. He's done it all.
He's done it all! His dad could dance like a madman, and he wrote for the WWE. And he was Fred in Scooby-Doo.
And this he's still married to Sarah Michelle Gellar, right? Are they still together?
I don't know.
I think they
Let's
are.
Say so.
That's pretty surprising.
Yeah.
Kind of like how David Bowie never got divorced. You would think that kind
of. Oh, yeah.
But he's dead now.
No, David Bowie did what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had probably an understanding.
I've never seen She's All That, but that's one of those classic, she takes her glasses off when she's pretty situations.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's pretty tough.
He doesn't like her until she gets hot.
I can't tell you how many times I've been in a situation where I could see the beauty within and I just did a... took off those glasses. Let down that hair. Took off that bra. She's all that deal.
I imagine you're helping them take off their glasses to help your situation out. So they can't see.
Then they wouldn't be able to see anything, Joe.
Sick burn, Joe.
Yeah, because I don't think... Because I'm saying...
I get it.
I don't get it.
That's fine.
I'm going to take this.
Well, okay. That's... All right. Well... Again, that's my bedroom. I don't... No. All right. I'm not sleeping. I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
I wonder if he'll come back with another wacky piece of clothing on.
Maybe. They're still together, by the way, she said.
Oh, good.
So you're saying this is not a top three worst?
I said all that are left are top three. Yeah, it's awful. Doesn't she work at a falafel place?
It's a bet.
That's terrible.
They meet on a bet, and then again lies. Starts on lies.
And then he
falls. So this is kind of a mix of Pretty Woman and Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
Lies and money.
Well, what do we have left? So we have Mo and Ally. Oh, so the next one that we eliminate, that'll be...
We can kind of put it on the bubble. How about this? What do you think's worse, this or No One Ally in the Notebook?
No One Ally, because she wasn't forced into the situation.
Yeah, we're going to keep this one on the list then, and keep going down to the next one, which is Nick and Darcy from What Women Want. Mel Gibson, Helen Hunt. Mel Gibson can read women's minds and finds out they're more than just the three things I thought they were.
Yeah, women have thoughts.
We're talking about What Women Want. Jasper, do you like that movie?
I've never seen the movie, but I think I know the answer.
That is perfect hair, I gotta say.
So doesn't Mel Gibson find out that, like, women actually like sex?
Yeah.
You can't believe it.
And that women have stressors and anxiety.
Yeah.
They're not just this one-dimensional... And he uses that brain stuff to read Helen Hunt's brain and...
Oh, and trick her into falling in love with him.
I don't want to say trick.
Well...
So are we talking about as good as it gets?
No. That's Jack Nicholson tricking Helen Hunt.
Are we talking about the one where the guy from The Office can read, no one can lie, or he lies to everyone?
Are we
talking about the one where Jim Carrey lies all the time?
Yeah.
And he can't lie no more?
Yeah, Liar, Liar.
It's Ventura too.
Have you seen the sequel to Liar, Liar? Liars, Liars.
It's called Liar, 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 Joe.
I was going to do the trilogy, but I'm told I'm not good at that. They end up really loving each other, though. She teaches him to be a good person. Mel Gibson. So maybe that's the odd one out here, though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Also based on my third criterion? I don't know. I don't know that much about it, so.
Get it out of here.
All right, then we have our final three. Nick and Darcy, Women Want. We got our final three, which is No One Ally from The Notebook, Lainey Boggs, and Zach Tyler from She's All That. And the third one we haven't talked about yet. I'd like you to explain the movie to
us. Oh, yeah.
Of Troy and Lelaina from Reality Bites. What's their relationship in the movie?
Scene. The 1990s in America, probably in Seattle or San Francisco. I think it begins with them graduating from college.
Oh, yeah.
And then they don't know what to do with themselves. And then Ethan Hawke is like, I'll just be in a band and be a pretty kick-ass dude. And then Winona Ryder eventually starts being a finicky woman, and she's like, I don't know, maybe I'm going to go date this young Republican Ben Stiller over here. And then Gene Garofalo is there because it's the 90s. And then eventually Ben Stiller's like, hey, this is a solid dude. Look at him. He's got a job, probably got 401k. He's probably diversifying his portfolios. And then she's like, nah, never mind. I'm going to date this piece of shit dude who's been a dick the whole movie. But he's in a band, and fingers crossed, it's all blowing up right now. He's probably going to make it.
Is that Mystery Men?
No. That's Paul Rubens.
Oh, yeah, so that's the difference. So, Reality Bites, he's kind of a shitty guy. She...
He's a very shitty guy.
What are things that he does that are shitty?
Pretty much stuff that, like, if it's just guys talking, it's awesome. But then, like, you know...
Oh, he's in one of those things.
Yeah. So she gets ready to go out on a date with Ben Stiller. All right. And she, like, looks really pretty. And she's wearing this, like, lacy white dress and probably Doc Martens, I'm sure, with, like, her red lipstick.
Yeah.
And she
goes out. I had two pairs of Doc Martens, though.
Good for you, buddy. So she comes out, and she feels really pretty. And they're like, oh, you look amazing. You look. And he's, like, smokes a cigarette and goes, you look like a doily. I'm like, just makes her feel terrible. He's just so mean for no reason other than, like, he likes her. Oh, and there was somebody talking.
Apparently Mary House's comment was about that's about She's All That, not What Women Want.
Oh, and sorry, that, Mary.
It also gave us Lisa Loeb.
Oh, so true.
Oh, was that from Reality Bites, that song?
Yeah. Oh, but remember when they were at the concert and he, like, sang some really mean song? To her, like, that Violent Femme song, and he embarrassed her in public.
I do not remember that, but I can picture exactly what it looks like from every other movie.
Yeah, it was...
It's like Smokey Place. She's like, ugh, I came here to fuck the lead singer, and look at all these groupies lining up to fuck him. Who'd have thought?
Also, I take this personally because I had a huge crush on Ethan Hawke. Like, I thought he was cool back then. And then I watched the movie as an adult, like, what?
No, it's basically a movie about how Winona Ryder learns how to, like, stick with it and hang.
And, Ben Stiller, like, works at a TV show. He's, like, not a bad guy, and he's made out to be this, like, terrible guy because he's not, like...
No, he's just got big 90s shoulder pads, and he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ben Stiller, trying to, like...
Yeah. So, of these three, She's All That, Reality Bites, and The Notebook, which one do you think is not like the other two? Not as bad as the other two?
I'm going to say She's All That.
Maybe. Sure.
All right, we're down to our final two. The Notebook, a Noah and Allie versus Reality Bites, Troy and Elena, the worst couple in a movie.
So excited, my heart's racing.
Reality Bites versus The Notebook. I really thought some of these other ones would have been the final two.
Yeah, me too.
I figured The Notebook was going to be high because a lot of people are kind of anti-Notebook these days. There's been a real anti-The Notebook reaction the past few years.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, that movie is beautiful. And they have Alzheimer's. So you can watch it again.
I also keep getting confused with The Aviator. Is that a different... That's different.
That's the sequel.
The Notebooks.
Howard Hughes is kind of a side character in The Notebook, and then it's just really true to his story.
Gwen Stefani was in The Aviator.
Yeah. So. Man, I mean, you just told me that shit is crazy.
Did you almost say bananas?
What? Oranges.
Oranges.
Okay, we're down to the vote. The final two. We're going to go one at a time here. Amity, who is the worst relationship, worst couple in a movie? Noah and Allie in The Notebook or Troy and Elena in Reality Bites?
Troy and Elena.
You're voting Reality Bites.
Reality Bites.
You're voting the entire decade of the 90s.
Yeah, I did not see myself coming to this. I did not think that would be my final answer. There's so many terrible couples, but... Based on our conversation this hour.
Yeah. All right.
Reality Bites.
I'm going to vote next, and I got to say, as much love as I give The Notebook, I'm actually voting that as a worst relationship. I'm tired of these summer romances and people can't get the fuck over it. Move on. Stop fucking each other's lives up. All right. It's 2 months. You can't get over a relationship that lasted 2 months. It's bullshit. I'm voting The Notebook. Troy and Noah. Noah and Allie is the worst couple in a movie. And I'm glad they got Alzheimer's.
Only one of them did. Only the lady.
That sounds exactly like Titanic.
Amity has voted. I have voted. It's 1-1, which means the expert in romance himself, Mr. Jasper T. Colbert. You're the tiebreaker. You are determining what is the worst couple in a movie. You can talk it out, or you can just say it right away, or whatever you want to do, Jasper.
I choose to talk it out.
Can I add one more thing to maybe sway your opinion that I just thought of?
What?
So, what? It's romantic comedy, and Reality Bites was much more of a comedy than The Notebook. Just remember that.
But he's all about romance.
That's true.
I have two criteria. Fucking and not trying to hold down a wild spirit. Mm. And Winona Ryder's definitely trying to lock down Ethan Hawke's wild spirit.
True.
But in The Notebook, do they fuck?
Yeah.
They did fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, But she had Alzheimer's?
No, they were in a barn, right? Were they fucking a barn?
You guys didn't tell us in the synopsis earlier. You said he was dangling off a Ferris wheel.
She went out with him.
Then he went away and wrote letters, and then he was too poor for letters to be delivered. And then she had Alzheimer's, so he just creeped into her room and hung out until she died.
Until she got Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
But they did fuck, huh? Then that means Winona Ryder is far worse for trying to lock down Ethan Hawke's wild spirit. They are the worst couple.
So you're saying Winona Ryder is the villain in that movie?
Absolutely. Ethan Hawke's trying to be in a band. He's trying to live the dream, and Winona Ryder wants him to fucking stick around and stay in their stupid little apartment and talk to Janine Garofalo, for God's sakes.
I'm just afraid if she says Beetlejuice 3 times, it's a whole different movie.
Jimmy
Garofalo? Yep.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds. That was the dumbest fucking movie.
Jack and Jill. Oh! Al Pacino and Jill.
Oh. Classic.
I'm gonna stay here for a while. I'm you, little wig.
The worst couple in a movie, folks, is not Noah and Allie from The Notebook. It is Troy and Elena from Reality Bites. Reality Bites, the most 90s movie ever made, is the winner. Folks, thank you so much for watching. We had a great episode. I love both my special guest experts we've had on there. Jasper T. Colbert, thank you so much for being on the show. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I'm going to be in Chicago at North Bar on the 17th of July for Even With The Authors, and then I'm going to be in Indianapolis at the White Rabbit Cabaret for Trivia Brawl on the 24th or 26th, I don't know. 24th.
Go 24th. Go both days, see what happens. You can also see him possibly our first Tuesday of the month, every first Tuesday of the month, the White Rabbit, as part of Even With The Authors. He may be there, he may not, but that show is great, definitely check it out. Amity, Ashwoman, thank you so much. Very funny, great episode. Fantastic improv person in the scene. Also does a lot of great character work and sketch. You just got back from New York, correct?
Yeah, Gulf Coast Marathon.
Which is awesome.
It's off topic.
What do you want to plug?
The 17th of July, I'll be at White Rabbit Cabaret in Wayne's Girls, the gender swap version of Wayne's World, and I'm playing Wayne.
Oh. Yeah, that's awesome. That'd be great. Those shows have always been really fantastic. Definitely check it out. Mary Hauser gave it a heart face.
Oh, thank you.
Perfect. Do you have any Twitter or social media?
We'll see you next week. Oh, Frankie, very much.
I'm your host, Joe Bay. Stop. Stop, Jasper.
I'm Pretty Island on Instagram. You can find me. Thank you so much for watching.
Guys, I'm on Twitter, @FilmRecords22. Instagram @JoeBayComedy. You can like the Facebook page, you can subscribe on YouTube, thank you very much, and who knows what's going to happen next in my life, you know?
You can email me at amity23@hotmail.com.
Do you have an email, Jasper?
Yep, buzzgetter2000@hotmail.
All right, that's the episode. Worst couple in a movie, Troy and Lilina from Reality Bites. That is the worst. thank you, Jesse. Don't go to my room. That's thank you very much.
You're welcome.